Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show on the Eagle 104.3 FM for Liberty Works Radio Network. Before I went on the break, I was talking about this. I'm going to talk about it again. Again, you know the number. It was just told to you, but if you weren't paying attention, 888-850-1872. England, they've got the Global New World Order program of a little community council of determining what is or is not the best thing to be using national health assets. See, they have nationalized health care assets and institutionalized and nationalized health care or medical care, sick care, whatever the word you want to use. And this little police state, medical police state Politburo in England determined and said that medical intervention by very premature children is not the best interest of the baby, is not standard practice. In other words, a viable baby who could certainly live with the innovations of today's medical care. Oh, by the way, maybe they're just trying to, you know, falsify their numbers of maybe if somebody is premature and they die after birth, maybe they're not, it's not gigging them on their statistics with regard to live births. Who knows? I don't know what kind of sick thing's going on here. But here we're talking a viable young little one who's being told, no, you can't, you're going to die. Well, you know, if you don't feed a baby, the baby's going to die. There's certain things of the innocent preborn, the little guys, the little ones, they need our care to survive. When people get old, there's times when, just like a baby, that if they don't give care, they will die, but they will continue to live and live appropriately with care. Okay, this is what happened to this lady. She said when her son was born, he put out his arms and legs. He was 2 days shy gestationally of 22 weeks. Of course, again, how accurate are they on that one? When he was born, he put out his arms and legs and pushed himself over. A midwife said he was breathing and had a strong heartbeat and described him as a little fighter. I kept asking for the doctors, but the midwife said, they won't come and help, sweetie. They won't come and help, sweetie. Make the best of your time you've got with him. That's what she said. Make the best of the time you have with him. She cuddled her child and took a precious photo of him, but he died in her arms less than 2 hours after his birth. Again, I know a lady that just got married who, you know, 26 years ago was born in a situation after her mother fell down a stairwell, where this young person was younger gestationally. Well, she got married just a few months ago. Miss Capwell, who was 5-year-old daughter Jody, went into labor. Her 5-year-old daughter went into labor in August last year at 21 weeks. 25-year-old daughter went into labor last year at 21 weeks and 4 days, suffering from problems during her pregnancy. She said she was told that because she had not reached 22 weeks, this is 21 weeks, 4 days, she was not allowed injections to stop the labor. See, the labor might continue past 22 weeks. We'll have another carbon footprint, won't we? She could not get injections to stop the labor or a steroid injection to help strengthen the baby's lungs. These people are sick. This is happening, folks. This is what's coming to a medical facility near you. The other day, and people are going to say, oh, I'm bearing false witness. The truth is so disgusting right now. You don't know what it is to, you say, well, I can only listen to so much of you, then I have to change the channel. To listen to frivolous political junk. This isn't frivolous. Besides the fact that we're going to be judged for this in eternity, don't we? The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Look how tender mercy they are here. Because this lady was just a couple of days short of 22 weeks, she was not allowed injections to try to stop labor or get a steroid injection to help the baby's lungs. Instead, doctors told her to treat the labor as a miscarriage, not a birth. I'm sure that works out on their records too, doesn't it? And expect her baby to be born with serious deformities or even to be stillborn. Okay, sometimes that doesn't happen, does it? She told how she begged one pediatrician, you've got to help, only for the man to restore. No, we don't. We don't have to help. Folks, that's what's going on today, and that's what we're inviting. I don't care politically. Do whatever you want to have. You want to have a socialist state, that's fine. What you're going to do, though, this is really what's going on. You're going to have a Margaret Sanger idealism, and her idealism matches Darwin's and Hitler's. And it's being propagated. What are you going to do? And by the way, I did put in several phone calls to Mr. Grayson's office, an email, asking for an opportunity to schedule an interview. I'm getting no response whatsoever. I've had a commissioner's office. I've got somebody blocking me in a commissioner's office telling me to call them after office hours on their personal cell phone. What's up with somebody who's on the staff of the Public Service Commission telling me to give them personal phone calls on their personal phone after hours before they can consider scheduling an interview with a public service commissioner? That's a little bit weird. Maybe if they did it during office hours on an office phone, somebody else would hear what they're saying. Maybe. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, folks. A lot of weird stuff. Okay, so there's an issue. What I'm going to do is, because I've pushed this life issue because I think it's so important, I'm going to come back tomorrow, and what we're going to talk about, I did some homework on some of the things that are going to be happening this month. There are people who are running the United States government. By the way, it's not you. It isn't you. So I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. What's happening is I'm doing this radio show and I have to do my homework. Whether I like it or not, I go to the news. I see what's going on. I say, okay, well, let me follow this story. Let's see where it came from. Who reported it? What's their spin on it? Okay, well, who's involved in that organization? Let me go back to that organization. Oh, my goodness, this organization is putting out its own news report. Since I do have a few minutes on this, hopefully this will whet some appetites here. I was chasing this thing where it says Obama braces the UN. He's going to be the Security Council president. Instead of being the president of the United States, he's going to be the president of the Security Council in the United Nations. There's some sick, unconstitutional, extra-governmental things going on, and it is just insane. But here we are. So let me see what other... Let me find this article, because it was... It was really, really, really interesting. Okay, it's the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. Let's see what they're telling their own people, what their role is. I'm not even going to read some of the data here. Let's see what it says. It says, the IMF helped coordinate global response to the crisis. A response that most likely averted a far worse collapse by pressing for a coordinated stimulus. Did you know that Cash for Clunkers was happening in Germany and the UK and Australia and New Zealand? And I could go on and on and on and on. This is not the United States running their own thing. Somebody elsewhere. Let's see. The IMF, International Monetary Fund, a banker group, helped coordinate the global response to the crisis, helped coordinate legislation in the United States, a response that most likely averted, well, under their consideration, and it's hypothetical and we don't really know, it's conjecture, a response that most likely averted a far worse collapse by pressing for a coordinated stimulus. The fund also rapidly provided financial support, etc., went into the math with regard to it and some special drawing rights, which will be the new global currency, it looks like. I talked about this about 8 months ago. It's planned for a new money system that the UN was calling for. So I'm doing this kind of research on finding out about this new money system that the UN is calling for. The UN, you see, the president of the United States as a member and president of Security Council, for one, the UN is calling for a new money, a global currency, run by who? Is it going to be the Congress of the United States who regulates the value of money and coin? No. So, Lord, folks, I don't know what to say here. If we weren't fooling ourselves, it's kind of like, well, let's just throw out the Constitution. Let's just admit that we're on a short fuse here. And any moment now that the global, you know, whoever wants to do whatever they're going to do, can find any reason whatsoever to do anything in America, on the basis of whatever crisis. It's a healthcare crisis. A healthcare sky is falling, so they're going to take control, obtain a funding stream, and have the power of the sword enabled to that will basically extract money out of people if they don't participate in the global funding stream of the healthcare police state. I know it's kind of crazy what I'm saying, but that's what's going on here. It's 888-850-1872. Am I being political? No, what I'm doing is I'm showing you what's going on and so that you won't have an excuse. There's the more and more this progressed to what is really literally painted in the Bible for our future, and that there will be a one world order and a one world charismatic leader. It's going to lead the entire planet into destruction. I'm getting super religious. It's happening before your very eyes, tangibly. I mean, physically, tangibly, no brainer here. It's happening right in front of our very eyes. Section 666 of the Welfare Code, paragraph 13, is implementing what we can read about 666 chapter 13 in the book of Revelation. You got to read both of them side by side. It'll give you kind of the creeps. Fortunately, there's been this facade of religious freedom in the Religious Freedom Restoration Act and Religious Freedom Protected Act that's in Florida and other states that would think if somebody says, well, hey, guys, I just can't go that far. You know, I'm just going to claim this religious freedom protection that kind of looks just like what happened in the Bible in Daniel chapter 1 when they needed to make a religious accommodation request and they were protected there in Babylon. Well, we'd like to claim that here today in the new modern Babylon. Can we? Well, it's right now as we see these things going on. There's a facade when you really get to court and when you're pushed to some of these things in America, in the home of the free and the brave, land of the free and the home of the brave. What's happening is because your issue is of religion, the duty you owe the Creator, then because it is not part of the status plan, they take great pleasure in using the power of the sword to quash you, to quash your livelihood and other things. This is extreme. I'm an extreme Christian. I got to admit it. I would not be doing this if I didn't have an obligation to love my neighbor as myself. That is literally why I'm doing this. And we're going to get back to different issues of the day. We're going to have some entertaining things and things like that because we got to provide a little mid-flight entertainment while our plane is in the nosedive. Ladies and gentlemen, on this flight, though we're heading in a nosedive, in order to not distract you from the in-flight entertainment, we will not release or allow the oxygen mask to be released from the overhead compartment. You will not need to put the mask on your face first prior to putting it on your children's. Okay, so you're listening to David Alan Carmichael. I'm going to take all the blame for this today. I'll take the blame for this show. I'm telling you, it did affect me when I reviewed some of these things that I didn't even hardly touch upon. I'll be bringing back tomorrow in detail, reading from IMF reports. I've got statistical charts when they're reporting about what's happening in finances around the world in response and sometimes in response to some of these policies that are being put into effect. We're going to come back tomorrow and I'll be talking about these things. And a little more detail. And again, I just challenge you to call me at 888-850-1872. Check out our website at faithfreedoms.org. You can do that. We're going to be back, Lord willing. But again, if you're especially, I'm calling on those brave pastors, brave, courageous pastors that have read Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. And they take note of those on the list of those who will have their part. In the lake which burns with fire, which is the second death. The second on the list is the unbelieving. And I think the unbelieving there's something that happens to those who are unbelieving as they get what's first on the list. So I dare anybody to check that out and find out who's first on the list in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, who hopefully will have some kind of an asbestos swimsuit. We'll be back tomorrow. It's going to be a little bit more lunacy here on the Faith and Freedom Show. We're going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, right versus wrong. Check us out at faithfreedoms.org.